Welcome to Trout Lake Abbey. This is Taikozen. And when I was a monk in Japan, right outside the temple, there was always a Shinto shrine. Shinto shrine occur throughout Japan, and they are actually considered the oldest natural religion in Japan. There is no Bible, there is no author, there is no head prophet, but rather there is a mutual respect of specific stunning and beautiful points in nature. Shinto, the way of the gods, can be found honoring a mountain, can be on honoring a stream, a lake, a pond, a grove of trees, a hillside, can be seen in rocks, can be seen in valleys. And the concept of Shinto is appreciation for the earth and the beauty that lies therein. One of the offshoots that is a marriage of Shinto and Buddhism is Shinrin-yoku, the forest bathing. And they found that the trees in the forest emit a pheromone that actually brings about healing properties within human beings. It lowers our blood pressure, it lowers our pulse a little bit, it decreases our stress hormones, decreases our anxiety and our tension. Shinrin-yoku is seen as a wonderful journey of finding peace in an otherwise beautiful, busy, industrial world. Shinrin-yoku takes place in the forest, away from buildings, phones, computers, iPads, and hustle and bustle. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the wonderful world of Shinto, the way of the little gods. When you approach the shrine from the south, you'll notice you go through a red torii gate. That gate is designed there for the little gods of the land, kami, the little spirits of the land, to go through the center. We mere mortal human beings have to walk on one side or the other, but not the center of the gate. As we approach the gate, very often in Shinto shrines, there's a place to wash your hands. We do not have that at ours. As you approach the Shinto shrine from the south, you'll pass through a torii gate. It's a red lacquered gate with two horizontal bars held up by two vertical posts. Pass to either side, the right side or the left, but not the center. The center is reserved for the kami, or spirits of the land. If you look at the shrine, there'll be a posted sign there of how to approach the shrine, how to bow, ring the bell, clap your hands, and bow again. In the traditional worship of the kami, the Shinto acts that we do in front of the shrine. The shrine itself represents the land spirits and the water spirits, and it's planted heavily around with trees, and it's meant to be a place of great nature. The actual house that you'll find there is called the Kamidana, the home of the kami or the spirits. You can make small offerings if you wish, food, flowers, and it's always appropriate after asking the kami for your request to leave at least a coin or a dollar bill or some kind of money in the donation box to say thank you to the kami and to support their maintenance. It's a wonderful earth-based religion, not related to, but has some similarities to our Druid brothers and sisters, and also our Native American brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome to Trout Lake Abbey.